Canmore. Like many hobbyist woodworkers, Clarence DeRocher was impacted by the exponential rise in hardwood and building supplies during the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic. DeRocher decided he needed to transition his work into something more material efficient but would still allow him to continue his woodworking hobby. He combines wood, epoxy and acrylic in his work to create unique landscapes. One day, when I was visiting a friend, they had a mountain landscape painting in their dining room, DeRocher said. The minute I saw it, I knew I could recreate a similar design using woodworking techniques. During various COVID-19 lockdowns, DeRocher continued to refine his techniques by incorporating epoxy and natural materials into the pictures to refine the photorealism effect. The basic technique involves transferring an image to wood and then using a scroll saw to break down the image into small interlocking pieces, much like a jigsaw puzzle. I was a woodworker, and I already understood a lot of the process of using scroll saws and using planers, and bandsaws, and that sort of thing, DeRocher said. The photorealism effect is what I go for it. I'd been to 10 peaks before I knew that was the picture. I understand the trees there. That's where my strength comes from, the woodworking field, not the painting field. DeRocher's art has reflective quality, using wood to bring up the color and intensity in his artwork. The wood inspires his artwork pieces. The individual pieces are shaped and textured, and then the parts are dyed or stained and reassembled up to 100 pieces. All the pieces are then glued back together to form the original image. Tinted epoxy is poured to create the water effect, and finally, the frames are each custom built, he said. Each picture takes between 40 and 60 hours or more to create, depending on the level of detail. During the on and off 2 years of multiple COVID-19 lockdowns, DeRocher created 16 mountain landscape images. His unique landscape artwork is now on display at the July exhibition of the Canmore Art Guild. The exhibition runs until July 30, Thursday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Other guild painters such as Simon LaTulipe, Peter Furman, Carol Garland, Barb Mackie, Lucy Levi, Gillian Quinn, Yanis Allen Hare, Dana Roman and Naomi Wiebe also have work displayed at the exhibit. Joining the Art Guild gave DeRocher the opportunity to interact with local artisans in multiple disciplines, exchange ideas, and foster creativity. Quite a journey for a person whose only previous experience with painting involved a tray and roller, he said. Creating enables DeRocher to share a part of his life's journey spiritually and positively. There have been tons of people in the gallery who've asked me, how do you do this? What, I'd be happy to help people to learn how to do it, he said. I tell people exactly how it's done. I don't have to do this to get rich or to get richer, DeRocher said. It's been nice that people have come in and said how much they liked them.